朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
This is a position that will cause them to be very, very prosperous, also in weight.
为什么在
Whatever, 只要能够 wake you up.
Hard to translate.
耶稣说，你起来跟从我。
And when Jesus says, get up and follow me.
圣经上说，马太就立刻起来跟了耶稣。
It says that Matthew rose up and followed him.
用什么力量在他里面能够产生这样子的吸引？
What power draws these men to follow him?
哦，弟兄姊妹，因为他里面那个属天生命的荣美从他里面出来。
There's a heavenly beauty, this life that would emerge from him.
他外面一点都不好看。
There's nothing outside that would, cause anyone to admire.
三十岁人家以为他五十多岁。
It's about the, when he's in the age of 30, people thought he was in the age of 50.
又穷又形容苦岗。
He was poor and he didn't have anything with him.
可是当他在这里呼召人的时候，
But when he called men to follow him,
人就起来跟随他。
They rose and followed.
在古希腊有一个很有名的哲学家。
In ancient Greek, there is a very famous philosopher.
他常常白天点着灯走路。
And oftentimes in the day, he would light a lamp to walk.And the bright new day, he would light a lamp and walk.
他说我在找人呢。
He said, they asked him, what are you doing? He said, I am seeking men.
他在送一个信息，他在讽刺这个时代，他在这个时代看不见一个真正的人。
He's delivering a message. He is mocking this generation. He says, I cannot find any person that is really alive or a true man.
人的自私，人的堕落，让他找不到一个真正的人。
Man is selfish, a man is fallen. He cannot find anyone that is real.
弟兄姊妹，当耶稣出现的时候，
But when Jesus appeared,
一说起来，跟从我。
He says, "Rise up and follow me."
门徒撇下网。
And the disciples forsook their nets.
门徒立刻撇下船，别了父亲啊。
They forsook their boats and they departed from their father.
马太立刻从税关里面起来。
And Matthew immediately rose and left the tax collecting house.
而保罗一生锦绣的前程就断送在耶稣的显现上。
And Paul, with a very, very promising future, came to an end in the life of Jesus.
从人来看，保罗前途无量，真的是一个大好前程。
And everybody, when they look at the life of Paul, they say, "Oh, he's got a wonderful future ahead of him."
但是当他遇见耶稣的时候，
But when he met Jesus,
从人来看，他整个的人生。未来全部断送在耶稣基督的显现上面。
From man's evaluation, that his future came to an end because he put his life in Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，没有一个人遇见耶稣，他不蒙福、不蒙恩的。
Not a person that when they meet Jesus will they not be blessed.
没有一个人遇见了耶稣不被吸引而不被改变的。
And every person that meets Jesus will be changed, will be drawn by him.
耶稣呼召他们出来。
And Jesus calls them to come.
带领他们走一条他们从来没有走过的路
啊！ Walk in a way that they never walked before.
一面来说是蒙恩的路。
And on the one hand is a very blessed way.
啊，耶稣让我们享受一切属灵的福分。
That we may enjoy all the blessedness of this life.
另外一方面。
On the other hand.
带领我们走一条从来没有走过的路。
And it's a way that we've never gone before.
弟兄姊妹，当耶稣呼召我们。
For instance, when the Lord calls us.
当耶稣吸引我们。
When the Lord draws us.
当耶稣在他荣耀里面向我们显现的时候，
When the Lord appears to us in His glory,
你就发现这些门徒们，
you will discover that these disciples,
所有要跟随耶稣的人，
everyone that wanted to follow,
在这里他们给我们立了一个很好的榜样，
set a wonderful example for all of us.
第一，他们立刻有回应。
First of all, immediately they had a response.
你发现圣经里面讲到他们立刻舍掉网，他们立刻舍掉船。
And you see the word immediately, immediately.
这是讲到立刻。
They immediately.
不 单眼的。
They did not wait.
所以你千万不要认为说，等到我的孩子大了，我有时间爱主。
Don't say, I'll wait till my child is fully grown and I have time to love the Lord.
你千万不要认为说，等到我退休了，我就有时间来侍奉主。
Don't think that when I come to my retirement, then I have time to serve the Lord.
你千万不要说，等到我的病好了，我就起来服侍主。
Don't say that when I am well and I'm healed, then I can serve the Lord.
爱耶稣永远是现在。
The love of Jesus is always now.
跟随耶稣永远是每一个的现在。
The follow Jesus is always every one of you now.
我们从来没有看到主耶稣呼召一个人是让他回去做了一些事再回来的。
Jesus never called anyone and allowed them to go and do their business and then come back.
有人说我要回去埋葬我的父亲。
Someone would say, I need to go bury my father.
我就回来跟随你。
And I will come and follow you.
所以耶稣说任凭死人去埋葬他的死人，你一起来跟随我。
And then Jesus' reply was, let the dead bury the dead. You come and follow me.
好，弟兄姊妹，有人要回去种田，有人要回去养牛，有人刚结了婚，他们不肯来雇主的意思。
Some people wanted to go and cultivate their land. Some people were just married. They did not want to come to the feast of the Lord.
主耶稣说：“不来就不来。”
And Jesus says, "You will not come, then you will not come."
早晚有一天你要后悔。
One of these days, you're going to regret it.
所有听见主呼召的人。
All those who has received his call.
所有被主吸引的人。
All those who were drawn by him.
我们都要立刻有。
Immediately, we ought to have a response.
第二个，你就发现他们有非常具体的顺服的行动。
Secondly, you discover that they have actions immediately to follow.
彼得和他的兄弟就立刻舍了网。
Peter and his brother immediately forsook their net.
约翰和雅各就立刻舍了他的船，别了他们的父亲。
John and James, they forsook their boat.Say goodbye to the father.
马太就立刻离开了，让他可以赚钱，可以丰富的关税。
And Matthew left his position of being a tax collector, where he became very wealthy.
保罗再也不走同样的路。
Paul no longer walked the journey that he was.
好，弟兄姊妹，所有遇见主、被主呼召的人，他们都在主面前有一个绝对和完全的行动。
And everyone who has been drawn and been called by the Lord had an absolute action for that.
就是顺服。
This obedience.
那我们要问。
We want to ask.
我们的网是什么
？What is our net? What are our nets?
网对当时这两个门徒来说。
And nets for those two disciples.
他们在大海里面打他们所需要的。
In the great sea, they were casting and they were going after the things that they needed.
他们在这里打他们所盼望得着的。
They were fishing for the things that they needed and they hoped for.
船
and their boat
在这里收藏他们所打着的。
And to keep and to receive all that they've captured.
弟兄姊妹，我们的网是什么
？Friends, so what are our nets?
到底我们在网什么
？What is it that we are fishing for?
弟兄姊妹，到底今天我们整个人吸引我这个人的到底是什么
？What is the one thing that draws our entire heart, our entire life?
也许你觉得今天没有什么吸引力。
Perhaps you say, well, there's nothing really that.
可能所有所做的都是责任，都是义务。
And everything is just responsibility. Everything is just things that I ought to do.
那到底我们今天网里面所打的是什么
？But I ask you, what is it exactly that is in your net?
这些人立刻舍了网。
These people immediately forsook their nets. And they forsook their boat.
他们别的父亲
And they said goodbye.
没有一个人际的关系，圣经上没有，圣经上特别要我们要孝顺父母，而是要在座没有人误会。
The scripture particularly wants us to honor our parents. I don't want anyone to be confused.
地上你找不到第二个法律像圣经这么严格。
你
如果咒骂父母，要用石头打死的。
You will not find a second commandment that's more severe than what the Lord said that if you curse your parents, you're to be stoned to death.
是地上没有一个法律，没有一个宗教像基督徒这么注重要孝敬父母。
Not one law in this world, in this land, puts an emphasis on honoring your parents.
但是当我们跟天上的神相遇的时候，没有一个关系可以大过这个关系。
When we meet the living God, no relationship can be greater than that relationship.
当他要求的时候，没有一个人际关系，没有一件人事物可以跟在我们跟他之间。
When he asks of us, not one relationship can come between us and him.
所以他们立刻撇了网。
So they forsook their nets.
他们立刻舍了船。
They immediately forsook their boat.
他们立刻别了父亲。
They immediately said goodbye to their father.
起来跟随耶稣。
They rose and followed Jesus.
好，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这是一个跟随主的人的一个挑战。
But this is a challenge for all those who follow the Lord.
如果我们真看见他这么好。
And if we really see how wonderful he is.
我们都愿意起来跟随他。
We will all rise up to follow him.
我今年还有机会讲今年，明天就不能讲今年了。
I still have the opportunity to say this year, 2010. In Hong Kong, I was speaking to the youth. I had a chance to share with them. And I had the same opportunity to talk to them about forsaking their nets and their boat. And I say, young people, don't think that you don't have a net. Every single one of us have our own net. And maybe you want to capture love. Maybe you want a really good school.
Website.
And at least every young people has a net that's called a web.
天天上网,
and every single day you go on the web. Who doesn't go on the internet these days? I said, would you be willing to let go these nets for the sake of Jesus? A lot of times we are bound by the internet to the point it's no longer within reason. It's not to say that the internet has no benefit for us, but we've used it to the point where it's no longer within reason. Not only to the quantity, the amount of time that we spend, it's no longer within reason. And we are no longer bound, and we're going all over the area. We go to sites that we should not be visiting. We waste our time on so many things that we shouldn't waste our time. And then we say we have no time for the word, we have no time to pray. No one can believe that. You save 10 minutes of your time on the internet, you won't be able to go through the Bible at least once a year. Brothers, so we fall short of our Lord Jesus. He's given us his word. He's purchased the salvation with his life, with his blood. We can go on days without opening this book. We can go on days without prayer. But we cannot go a day without going on the internet. So Jesus says, rise up and follow me. So they immediately rose up to forsake their net and their boat. Not just the young people. Adults as well. We ask the Lord to cleanse us. And we ask the Lord to come and cultivate once again the usage of our time in our lives. That we be people that really follow the Lord. The king of this world is battling against the Lord concerning the lies of this world. The whole world succumbs to the power of the evil one. But Jesus comes to call us out of it.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，不要以为跟随耶稣是爱主的，是全世界侍奉神的人。
But don't think that those who follow Jesus are only those who love the Lord, who serve the Lord in the full-time ministry.
今天我们不肯出来，我们就是在仇敌的辖制底下。
If you're not willing to come out and follow him, then you're under the oppression of the evil one.
我们如果不肯跟随这光，
If you are willing to follow this light, then you are walking in darkness. I am the light of the world. He who follows me will no longer walk in darkness. And will have the light of life. So dear brothers and sisters, this call is not something casual that you can do or do with or without.
And
this call you must answer to. If you do not answer to it, you are done.
我们这个人完了，我们的家完了。
You are done. Your family is done.
千万不要以为我的一切都还很好啊。
Do not think, oh, everything's going very well right now.
我们根本就是走在悬崖上面。
You are walking at the edge of the cliff.
因为这边我们走在仇敌的阵营里面。
You're walking in the camp of the enemy.
仇敌要打垮我们太容易的事情。
It's so easy for him to strike you down.
多少人在网络上已经是俘虏。
And so many people are already captives in the internet. And so many people are captive in their, before their work and their boss. Under the hands of their boss. But Jesus calls them. And three characteristics. Immediately they responded. Two, they follow with actions of obedience. And thirdly, they rose to follow Jesus,
弟兄姊妹，如果我们不是跟从耶稣的话，
if you do not follow Jesus,
我们撇不下东西的，
you cannot forsake anything,
我们走不久的，
you cannot walk very long,
除非我们真正是跟从耶稣，
unless you're really following Jesus,
任何的理想，
every dream,
任何的劝勉，
and every encouragement,
任何被仇敌瑕疵带来的痛苦，
and any harm that the enemy brings in our lives,
顶多给我们带来暂时的醒悟。
Will only bring about a temporal realization.
不能帮助我们一直继续走下去。
It cannot help us continue this journey.
除非我们清清楚楚知道，我不光被呼召起来。
Unless we're very clear to know that we're not only called.
我不光有所舍下。
But not only did I forsake things.
我乃是起来跟随耶稣。
But I got up to follow Him.
Jesus only, Jesus ever.
Jesus only, Jesus ever.
唯有耶稣，永远是耶稣。
Jesus only, Jesus ever.
弟兄姊妹，不然我们走不下去的。
Or else we cannot go on.
所以在这里，我们讲到所有跟随耶稣的人都面临一个共同的挑战。
So we say that this is a challenge for everyone that's following Jesus.
就是主耶稣回头问这两个门徒的话。
It's just exactly what Jesus said and what he asked when he turned to say to those disciples.
What do you want? 你到底要什么？
What do you want?
弟兄姊妹，所有答应耶稣呼召起来跟随耶稣的人，
all those who rise up to his call and follow him,
耶稣都要问我们这个问题。
Jesus will ask you,
你跟随我是要什么？
When you follow me, what is it that you want?
我们看见有各种不同的跟随。
We see all sorts of different type of people.
最常看见的就是病得的医治，他们起来跟随耶稣。
Those who are healed, they rose up to follow the Lord.
有的人是吃饼得饱，需要被主满足的，他们跟随耶稣。
A lot of people who eat the bread and they are satisfied and they want to follow him because of their own needs for satisfaction.
有的人跟随耶稣是被民事指点，使徒约翰说：“看哪，神的羔羊。”他们起来跟耶稣。
And some people follow the Lord because very clear directions were given. Behold, the Lamb of God. So they rose up to follow him.
看着书听了一篇很好的讲道，受影响，我们起来跟耶稣。
We hear a wonderful message. We read a very good book, and we are encouraged to rise up to follow him.
或是主耶稣亲自的呼召说：“起来，跟从我。”
Or Jesus calls.Personally, and say, "Rise and follow me."
弟兄姊妹，所有起来跟随耶稣的人。
All those who rise and follow Jesus.
不光是两千年前的。
Not only 2,000 years ago.
两千年的教会历史上也是这样。
And the history of these last 2,000 years.
包括今天的你我。
Even you and me today.
所有要走这条路的都面临一个挑战。
Everyone who wants to follow this way has this common challenge.
你们要什么
？What do you want?
弟兄姊妹，如果我们所要的东西不是耶稣。
Brothers, if what we want is not Jesus,
那个不是耶稣的东西，
that which is not Jesus,
早晚有一天叫我们穷。
Sooner or later will cost you grief.
早晚有一天叫我们困惑。
Sooner or later will cost you to doubt.
早晚有一天把我们给挡下来。
Sooner or later it will hinder you.
有这边，甚至早晚有一天把我们给淘汰掉。
Perhaps even some days you would be disqualified.
如果我们跟随耶稣是因为他医治了我的病。
If you follow Jesus because he healed me of my sickness,
当然该跟耶稣。
Of course you ought to follow him.
我们感谢他。
We thank him.
但是如果有一天你又长了另外一个病没有得到医治。
But what if you have another illness that the Lord did not heal?
如果我们跟他的关系只是建立在病得医治。
If our relationship with him is only based upon the fact that I am healed.
如果我们跟他的关系只是建立在我痛苦的时候，我需要的时候，他满足了我。
If our relationship with him is only based on the fact that in my sufferings he's comforted me, he satisfied my needs.
如果有一天我里面觉得我没有得到
，Now what if one day I feel that I am not comforted?
如果我跟着耶稣是因为我们有一个很好的教会，有很好的传道人，我们被激励了起来跟随耶稣。
And if we follow Jesus because we have a wonderful church, a wonderful pastor, a preacher, and we're encouraged to follow him.
有一天如果同伴都跌倒了。
What if all your companions one day
have all fallen,
and they all deny the Lord?
或者都殉道了
Or they're all martyred?
只剩下我了
You're the only one left.
那我怎么办？
What are you going to do?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这是一个严肃的挑战。
Dear brothers, this is a serious challenge.
当这些门徒们看见耶稣的美丽
And when these disciples saw the beauty of Jesus,
认识耶稣的宝贵
And they saw the preciousness of Jesus,
虽然他们一路上会有软弱
Though yes, along the way they were weak,
会有失败
They fail.
哦，甚至像彼得三次否认主。
Even like Peter, he denied the Lord 3 times.
但是至终他们个个都为主殉道。
But at the end, they all martyred for the Lord.
犹大也是跟随主。
Judas followed the Lord.
但是他里面要的不是主。
But what he wanted was not the Lord.
至终他要死了，他被献祭。
So at the end, he was hung. And he was disqualified.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天在主的面前，我们要在乎到底我们要什么。
Once today, we need to consider what is it that we want.
我 想一个公司在雇人的时候，他总是希望hire到一些人，不是因为高薪进来的。
I trust that nowadays when people hire someone into their company, they do not hire them because they have a very high salary or very high pay.
希望这个人是真正对他公司的产品有兴趣，有 commitment.
And they hope that the person that they hire has an interest for the product and has a commitment for the company.
我想我们结婚的时候也都希望说，到底我们要得什么？我们还是要找到一个真正爱我们的。
And when we get married, we ask, what is it that we want? We want to find someone that truly loves us.
就连教会主日学要争导师，我们都希望找到一些对孩子真正有爱、有负担的人。
And even Sunday school teachers, when we try to find them, we want to find those who really have a love and a passion for children.
我们不希望找一些人只是因为我的孩子在那边，我怕他哭，所以我来当老师。
We're not looking for those individuals who says, oh, because my kid is there, I don't want him to cry, so I want to come and be a teacher.
只要我孩子不在教室，我就从来不去教室。
As long as my kid is not there, then I don't need to be there.
我们都不需要找到这样子的老师。
We don't want individuals like that.
当一个政府、当一个总统在这里组他内阁的时候
，And when the president is here establishing the government,
他绝对不需要找到一些有野心的这些政客。
And when he's establishing his cabinet, he doesn't want to look for those individuals who have ulterior motives.
需要找到真正爱国家、爱百姓的。
He wants to look for those individuals that truly loves his country and who loves the people.
听说林肯当总统的时候
，And it was said that when Lincoln was president,
他底下有一个很重要的这个官员，是管海关的这个突然去世。
He had a very important cabinet. He was in charge of the Navy and passed away.
他为了这样子一个人走掉很惋惜，而且是一个很认真的人。
And for the passing of this man, he was very sad because he was a very diligent man.
就记得那天晚上，林肯都已经睡觉了，突然接到一个电话。
And that night, Lincoln has turned into the bed, but he received the home phone call.
就是一个很喜欢钻营这个钻缝上来的这个政客。
That was a politician that was very much into the politics.
打电话来就来说好话，说他可不可以取代死掉的这个人。
And he came and spoke to him in words of flattering and said, "Can I somehow begin the conversation? Can I replace this man?"
林肯实在知道这个人的动机跟为人。
Lincoln knew the character of this man, his motives.
知道林肯怎么回答呢
？You know how Lincoln replied?
他说某某先生。
He said, "So and so."
你说你要取代谁谁谁啊
？You want to replace this man in his position?
他说只要殡仪馆不反对，我绝对不反对。
If the culinary do not object, then I will not object either.
换句话说，你如果愿意躺进棺材让他出来的话，我不反对。
In other words, if you want to take his place in the coffin, then I will not object.
又怎么样？我们都希望能够得到一些真心的、认真的。
And we want those who are real.
就连我们在教会里面也是一样，我们说 we are not perfect, but we are sincere.
And even at church, we have the saying that we are not perfect, but sincere.
我们都不完全，但希望我们都来真的，不是真实的。
Are perfect, but we want all of us to be sincere, to be real.
弟兄姊妹，当主耶稣在这里呼召人的时候
，So when Jesus called these men,
所有的人都面对这个挑战。
Every single one of them came to this challenge.
到底我们要什么
？What is it that you want?
这个千万不要小看。
Do not despise this question.
这个不仅仅决定我们路能够走得多长。
Not only does it determine how far you're going to be able to go.
这个也决定了我们基督徒生命的品质。
It will also determine the quality of your Christian life.
这个也决定了我们在神手中神可以使用我们的程度。
It will determine the capacity by which God or the Lord can use you.
如果我们所要的只是人的称赞
，If all you want are the praises of men,
这个称赞有一天要成为我们的伤害，成为别人的伤害。
These praises will one day be your hurt and be the hurt of others.
如果我们在这里所要的就是我们肉身的好处，我们的健康，还家庭的幸福
，If all you care for are the gains of this life, the wealth and the health of this of your family,
这个也很可能成为我们生命长进的拦阻。
And these things may also be a hindrance for the growth of your spiritual life.
只能是耶稣。
It can only be Jesus.
唯有是耶稣。
Only Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，这不仅仅是我们荣耀的标杆。
Friends, not only is this our glorious goal.
这是我们一切生活、侍奉跟生命衡量的标准。
It is the measure. It's the standard by which we measure our service and our life.
是我们聚会的目的。
It's the purpose of our meeting.
是我们整个蒙召的原因。
It's the reason why we are called.
离了耶稣，什么都没有。
Apart from Jesus, we have nothing.
有了耶稣，我们就什么都有。
We have Jesus, we have everything.
耶稣同在就是天堂。
And where Jesus is, there's heaven is.
耶稣不在，就算我们还没有经历到地狱，但是我相信我们里面都不会快乐。
And even though where Jesus is not, even though we have not experienced hell, we know that we have no joy.
我们真的求主耶稣帮助。
And we ask the Lord to help us.
底下我们要讲到一件今天这个奇妙的救主很重要的一件事情。
And I want to mention one very important thing when we talk about this wonderful Savior.
平常我们讲到 wonderful Savior， 讲到奇妙的救主的时候。
We talk about this wonderful Savior, normally.
我们都集中在我们得到的祝福。
And we all focus on the fact of the blessings that we receive.
我们得到的救恩。
The salvation we receive.
还有我们祷告蒙答应。
Our prayers being answered.
主耶稣满足我们，叫我们心喜乐。
Jesus satisfied us and causes our hearts to rejoice.
主耶稣带领我们解决的难处。
Jesus helped us to solve all our problems.
或是主耶稣把我们从罪恶里面救出来。犯罪。
Where Jesus has delivered me out of sin that I no longer sin.
主耶稣让我将来可以进天堂，不用下沉。
That one day I can enter into heaven that I will not perish.
就证明我们讲到奇妙的救主的时候，我们都集中在蒙恩、蒙恩、蒙恩的这一部分。
And when we talk about this wonderful Savior, we keep talking about, we keep focusing on how much grace we receive.
但是我今天讲这篇信息的时候
，But today when I want to speak on this particular topic,
我有一个很重的负担，甚至更重的负担。
There's a deeper burden within me.
我也觉得弟兄姊妹应该成熟到我们可以再往前跨一步。
And I believe the brothers and we are mature enough to take the next step.
就是耶稣是我们的救主，不光是叫我们蒙恩得恩典。
That Jesus is our Savior. Not only are we to be blessed and receive grace.
他在我们身上一直做一个拯救的工作。
He's continually to do a work of salvation.
让我们这些属地的能够变成属天的。
That we who are earthly may be heavenly.
让我们这些属土的卑贱的能够变成荣耀的。
And that we are of the dust, that we may be glorious.
所以当他来的时候
，So when he came,
他不是一个不仅仅是一个荣耀的主来到了地上。
He's not only a glorious Lord that came into the world.
他把一个全新的系统、全新的标准、全新的性质、全新的这个体系带到了这个地上。
He brought a whole new realm, a whole new nature, a whole new system into this world.
所以在马太福音一直讲天国，天国，天国，天国。
So the book of Matthew keeps saying the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of heaven, and the kingdom of heaven.
登上宝训把这个天国的律例和典章告诉我们。
And the Sermon on the Mount has given us the decree and the standards of the kingdom of heaven.
而主耶稣在地上也常常讲，人只是这个。在地仍旧在天的那一位。
Jesus also said, "The Son of Man is He who's on the earth, yet He is in heaven."
所以他来，他是要开启了一个全新属天的境界和道路。
He came to make everything new, heavenly realm and a heavenly way.
跟这个我们原来这个旧造的世界。原来这个旧造的世界
，and compared to this, the old creation
是完全不一样
，it is completely different.
所以在这个世界的里面，在基督的里面
，so in Christ in this new world,
或是基督带领我们要走的路，全都是属天的
，or this way that Jesus wants to lead us to follow is entirely heavenly.
它的原则、它的性质、它的结局都跟天发生关系。
Its principle, its nature, its end has everything to do with the heaven.
所以我们第一件事情要问的就是，我们是不是真正的知道那边有一个完。全不一样的 system，
and we need to ask ourselves, are we really into this whole new different system？
我想当我们讲到在陆地生活跟在海底下生活，我们马上就能够明白，它是一个完全不同的生活方式。
If I give everyone the analogy of living on land versus living in the water, we know that those lives are completely different.
在地上可以跑，你在海里面不容易跑。
And you know you can run on the ground, but you can't run in the water.
你在地上可以自由的深呼吸，你在海里面没有办法自由的深呼吸。
You can take a deep breath while you're on land, but in the middle of the water, in the depth of the ocean, you can't do that.
你在路上吃的东西跟在海底下吃的东西不一样。
What you can eat while you're on land is different than while you're in the water.
或是我们在大气层里面。的生活方式跟在大气层以外真空状态里面不一样。
Just like our lives within the atmosphere is different than those that is out in space.
它是一个完全不同的 system.
It is a complete different system.
一个完全不同的生活的原则跟方式。
It's a one complete different principle and the way of life.
甚至是一个完全不同的标准。
It's a complete different standard.
因此，耶稣来把我们带进了这样子的一个境界跟国度。
Jesus came to bring us into this whole new realm, this new kingdom.
那这个叫做属天。
And this is what's called heavenly.
他呼召人起来，
He calls men
成为他的门徒
to be his disciples.
他只是教导我们天上的事，天上的原则
to teach us heavenly things and heavenly principles.
那所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这是一件很荣耀的事。
So brothers, this is a very glorious thing.
这是只有神的儿女们可以有资格的。
Only the children of God has the right.
朋友，你在活在耶稣里福音网站收听节目有多久了？如果你相信了主耶稣，生命得到造就，那么你愿意用金钱奉献来支持我们的福音事工吗？活在耶稣里事工是单单靠听众读者支持的非盈利机构，期待你通过祷告点击奉献支持，与我们一起来结出传福音的好果子。